Bobby is a little boy just about your age. He loves animals, all kinds of animals. And one day, as he was playing with his toy animals, his father came into the room and said to him, Bobby, how would you like to go to the zoo?
A zoo? A real live zoo? Gee, I'd like that.
All right, son, we're off to the zoo.
We're off to the zoo, we're off to the zoo, where the animals live and play. We're off to the zoo, we're off to the zoo, oh, what a lovely day. Elephants, lions, grizzly bears, seals and zebras will be there. We're off to the zoo, we're off to the zoo, oh, what a lovely day. Oh, what a lovely day.
Well, here we are at the zoo. Let's walk around and see all the animals.
Look, there's the monkey house. Can we go in and watch the monkey?
Sure we can. Let's go.
Oh, boy, the monkeys are fun to watch. Look at the silly things they do.
Monkeys are funny and cute as can be. They hang by their tails on the limb of a tree. They jump to the ground and they swing upside down like the man on the flying trapeze. They eat bananas and coconuts too. They'll beg for some peanuts and popcorn from you. They make people giggle and they give a wiggle. The monkeys are really the clowns of the zoo.
I know where I'd like to go next. Can we go over and see the elephants?
Oh, I wouldn't miss that for the world. Come along.
Look at the elephants. They must be as big as a house. Can I get a ride on an elephant?
Oh, no. The zookeeper wouldn't like that. But let's stay here and watch them a while.
When an elephant walks, he goes thumpity-thump. When an elephant walks, he goes swinging his trunk. They live for 100 years, and they grow as big as a house. There's only one thing that they fear. They're frightened of a little mouse. When an elephant walks, he goes thumpity-thump.
Look at all the colored birds, yellow, blue, and gold. A parrot, and a peacock, and an owl who's wise and old. There's a funny animal, a great big tall giraffe. Golly gee, those diving seals just make you laugh and laugh. The tiger and the panther, of them you must beware. But you don't ever have to fear the friendly teddy bears. If you love these animals, there's one thing you must do. Never feed the animals when you're at the zoo.
Golly, Daddy, what's all that noise?
That's a lion roar, and it's coming from the lion house.
A real lion? I've got a picture of lions in my picture book, but I've never seen a real one. Can we go over and see them now?
Sure we can, son. They are right over here.
How do you do, Mr. Lion? How do you do? I've heard an awful lot about you. They say you're the king of the animal world and the most ferocious animal in the zoo. I've seen your picture in my picture book with your big sharp teeth and claws. But you're not as mean as you really look, even when you roar. How do you do, Mr. Lion? How do you do? I'm very pleased to meet you. How do you do? Daddy, do you know what I'd like to do when I grow up?
No, Bobby. What would you like to do?
Well, I'd go way into the jungle and capture a lion single-handed.
And what would you do with him when you caught him?
I'd take him home for a pet.
A lion for a pet? Why, he's much too big. Besides, he would chew up everything in the house. But there are lots of other animals in the zoo that you could take home.
There's a fuzzy little rabbit with a sniffly little nose. Or perhaps you'd like a little bird all colored like a rose. Or maybe just a panda bear, a monkey, or a mouse. There's lots of animals in the zoo could visit at your house.
I think the zoo is wonderful. I'd come here every Sunday. I would drink soda pop and eat Cracker Jacks and make friends with all the animals.
Well, it's getting late now and we must leave. But I promise you we'll be back next Sunday.
We had a lot of fun at the zoo. We had a lot of fun at the zoo. Next Sunday we'll be back. We'll have pop and Cracker Jacks while we take another trip around the zoo. While we take another trip around the zoo.